We are five lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So as we noted, the conceptual question that runs through the Perek is, when you think about the Parhalim Dover Shel Tzibor, how do you conceptualize it? Do you think that fundamentally the carbon is being brought on behalf of the sin of the people, essentially a representative carbon chatas, or do you think that fundamentally the carbon is being brought on behalf of the Beis Din for the sin of having paskined incorrectly, or both, right? Or do you think that both of those exist? And as I said, while some of the Rishonim and Achronim will deny that these are both possibilities in the Gemara and the Mishnah, the simple possibility is that this is a machloket in the Mishnah, because if you look, the Mishnah tells you, as he quotes, Tetznan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Shiva Parim. If seven Shvatim sin, so you bring seven cows, one per Shevet, which is very much sounds like this carbon is representative for the people, and therefore you could bring it for some Shvatim and not others. V'Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, said this was the business of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, yachid sha'asa b'horaz bezdin chayav. So the Gemara had said, right, remember, that was Rabbi Yehuda, who thought that the exemption is independent of the karban, but the chachamim hold it's not true, that if you bring the karban parlam d'ar shel tzibor, so then the individual doesn't have to bring a karban, but if not, so then the individual has to bring a karban. My Rabbanan, where's this Rabbanan's position recorded? My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan. Titania the Brisa says, Haru Vasu, Rabbi Meir, Vasu, if they paskin and they acted, Rabbi Meir Poter, Rabbi Meir says, you're always exempt like Rabbi Yehuda, Vichachamim Mechaivin. And the Chachamim obligate, unless it's a case of Baram Dabashal Tzibor, Man Asu, who is this person who sinned? Elim Abezdin, if it's the Bezdin, my time of the Rabbanan, the Mechaivin. Why are they liable? Vatani Yachal Horu Bezdin Vasu Bezdin Yachal Yuchayav. And you might think that if Bezdin paskins and Bezdin sins, but the people don't, so then you would also bring a special karban, Talmud Lomar Hakahal. It says that it is the Kihila that has to sin. Hakahal Vasu. Maise Talui Bikahal. The sin must be done, depends on the people. The psak is the role of the bezdin. So it must be that, what are we talking about? That the bezdin paskind, and the majority of Klal Yisrael followed. My time of the Rabbi Meir depot there. So why would Rabbi Meir possibly say you're not chayiv in that case? Aren't we talking about a case where just like Machlokes Yehuda and the Chachamim, where a minority of Klal Yisrael followed the Psak of Beis Din, and the Machlokes is the Psak, following the Psak of Beis Din, an independent poter, and therefore even if you don't bring a parallel of Dever Shel Tzibor, you're exempt, and the Chachamim hold, no, you're only exempt if in fact you bring the representative Karban. So my... isn't this what they're saying? Ubahakim Iflagay, this is the machlokes. Then Mar Savar Yachit Shasabaraz Bezdin Poter, Umar Savar Yachit Shasabaraz Bezdin Chayav. So Amar Papa, Rapapa says no. Duchule Alma, everybody holds Yachit Shasabaraz Bezdin Pater. Maybe everybody holds that if you follow Bezdin, you're exempt. Ele Bezdin Mashlim Lerov Tzibor Kamiflagay, it's a very fascinating machloket. When you count the majority of Klal Yisrael, do the members of Beis Din count? Right? So this is also, right, the lum just jumps out at you. Meaning, once you say that the Beis Din is a different category, does that mean that they're also members of Klal Yisrael? They have two roles. They're people, regular citizens, plus they're members of the High Court? Or does the fact that they're part of the High Court and their role is now to paskin, that means that their sin qualitatively is different and therefore they don't count for the rove? Marstaver Bezdin Mashlin the Rov Tzibor, Marsarain Bezdin Mashlin the Rov Tzibor. Iba Yisema, another possible explanation of the Machlokes. Horu Bezdin Vasu Rubo Shokahal, if Bezdin Paskin, the majority of Klal Yisrael follow them. Uman Chachamim, so who's the Chachamim in this case? Reb Shimoni. It's Reb Shimon. The Amar Tzibor Maisi U Bezdin Maisi. Maybe when it says the Bezdin brings, that's because of position three that I mentioned. Remember, I said there are three possibilities: that the carbon is brought as a representative for Klal Yisrael, for Bezdin rubbing Paskin, or both. Rabbi Shimon in simple pshat seems to think it's both. So every time Bezdin Paskins and Rov of Tzibor follows the psak, you bring a carbon for Beis Din and a carbon for the people. Iba viba yisema, or what are we talking about? Shevich also baharaz Beis Dino. And here's yet another conceptual machlokes. We know that the category of people who need to sin is a kahal. But who is a kahal? There's two types of kehilot. There's Kahal Yisrael, all of Yisrael, and then at a certain level, each Shevet is an independent entity. So, is the Halacha of Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur limited to the broader category, Klal Yisrael, or to the Shevet? And that's the Machlokes, Ditanya, Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Yehudahi. Ditanya, Shevet Shasav Haraz Beis Dino. If you have a single Shevet that follows the Psak of their Beis Din, Oso Shevet Chayav. That Shevet is liable by himself. That's the vision of Yehuda. The Ibai is another possibility. Kagon Shechatu Shisha Vehein Rubo Shekahal O Shiva Avol Bishain Rubo Shekahal. Now we're getting very, very, right, nitty gritty. Maybe it's six Shvatim who have a high populace and therefore make up Rov Klal Yisrael, or seven small Shvatim, which are Rov Shvatim, so Rov representative categories, but not the majority of the numbers. I like Kuriot because the Lum just sort of jumps at you, even without Rishonim Achronim. We don't have so many Rishonim Achronim. Umasnis and Mani, and who's the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Mishmao chatu shisha vehin rubo shel kahal o shiva aval bishen rubo shel kahal chayavin. You need one of two types of rov. It's like the electoral college, right? You either need the popular vote, right? You need the majority of the popular vote, or the majority of the electoral college, right? The majority of the shvatim, right? That's essentially what he's saying. There are two ways we conceptualize it, and if you win the presidential election, either way, you're president. Okay, good. I don't know if you have any equivalent in England. I know you have a different system, and I understand it a little bit, but I don't know how to get it.
It doesn't even count.
What?
In England, you vote for your local MP, and the number of MPs that each party gets in Parliament is the number of seats.
Right. I mean, similar to us, except we don't have a local one. Right, we don't have a local one. And then you have the House of Lords, which is bizarre.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah, whatever. I'll ask my brother-in-law, and he'll explain to me later. I don't know. My brother-in-law worked in the House of Lords. He tried explaining to me. I don't quite understand. Okay.
He worked in it as a lord, or he worked in it as a custodian.
No, he works in public relations and stuff. He worked in the House of Lords.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Before he moved to Israel, like when he was in England. Come on. Amar Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Asi says, "Uvehora holech acharov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael." Now this is one of my favorite lines because there's so much lumdus in this line. Who counts as Klal Yisrael? So here you find out that it's not any Jew; it's only the Jews living in Israel. And I was giving a shiur last night. Rav Schechter says what you learn from here is that in certain cases, Klal Yisrael is defined as the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he says, L'may nafkamina. So he says, he thinks that when you have a shaila of whether you should give away land for peace, so he says, since everybody understands that most cases, there's a risk on both sides, so he says, conceptually, this is parallel to a medical procedure where it's dangerous on both sides. If there was one way to go, so you would ask the doctor, which way would save the life? But if both ways are dangerous, you ask the patient. And he says, if in a political decision, both decisions are dangerous and both could save lives, so you give it to the quote-unquote patient. Who's the patient? The people who live in Eretz Yisrael. And how does he know? The Gemara in Harios, Daf Gimel. And he says, Shenemar, Vayashlomo Baisahi as a chag with Holy Israel Imo Kal Gadom Yilvo Chamara Nachom Mitzrayim with Neashem Elokeinu Shivat Yamim Vishivat Yamim. Vishivat Yamim Vishivat Yamim Barbasar Yom Michdi Ksiv Vichol Yisrael Imo Kal Gadol. Right, talking about Shlomo's party for the party, and it says Kahal Gadom Yilvo Chamara Nachom Mitzrayim Lamali. Why did it say a big kihilah who lives within the borders of Eretz Israel? Shmamina. So what do you learn? Hani hu de ikri kahal. Only the people that live within these borders count as a kihila. Now here's the interesting thing very quickly. Here's the problem. If you look at these borders, these are not the borders of Eretz Yisrael. These are the borders of Eretz Yisrael that were promised to Avram. But they're not the borders that were ever conquered, so they don't have Kedushas Haaretz. Because we paskin that Yoshua conquered the land and got Kedusha. When Yoshua, after Churban HaBayit, it lost Kedusha. When Ezra came back, whatever Ezra conquered got Kedusha again. But at no point were all the borders of Avram within Eretz Yisrael. So how can he say that it's Eretz Yisrael? So here the Rav is a very well-known piece, which is found in a certain way as well in the Kafter Vaferach, which is not exactly your normal Rishonic Sefer. It's Rev something Haparchi. One second. It is the... and what he argues is that there are two statuses of Eretz Yisrael. There's what he calls Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and then there's Shame Eretz Yisrael. Right, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the places that have conquered, where you have Trumos and Maestros, you have Mitzvahs at Luis Baret, but for certain halachot that are more nationalistic in nature, they're about defining the Kila. It doesn't matter about Kedusha. What matters is it Shame Eretz Yisrael? And if you think about it, this makes sense, because we have a mitzvah to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael. But how can you have a mitzvah to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael? Until you're Kovesh, it's not Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, yes it is. It's Eretz Yisrael b'shem. Like, in potential, it is Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedusha is probably in Kibush. And for this, which is more of a nationalistic halacha, we go to the borders of Avram, of Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And again, this is found in Kafter Referach. It's Rev Ashtori Haparchi. He's not exactly your normal Rishon, but the one well-known piece he has is this piece in Siman Yud about Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's very quickly a very, very, very long shir that I've heard many times. I heard it from Rav Lichtenstein, I heard it from Rav Rosenzweig, I've heard it like 10 different times. I gave it last year when we were doing it with the Zara. But now you've gotten the 3-minute version of it. So now the Gemara says, Pshita, Mirubin v'nismatu, if it was the majority of Klal Yisrael, and then it became the minority because a bunch of people were born. So Hainu plukta deri Shimon v'Rabbanan. This is the machlokas of Shimon v'Rabbanan, which we'll see that the Gemara assumes that there's a machlokas of Shimon v'Rabbanan. What is the key moment to determining a chiyuv chatos? The sin, or when you find out that you sinned? Right? Meaning, is it the sin itself which is mechayev, or is it a response to the acknowledgement of sin that's mechayev? So he said, here, the sin was done with the majority, the acknowledgement of sin only happened with a minority. So that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim, which is koveya. What about Muatin v'nisrabu? What if it was a minority and then a bunch of people died? So now the number of people who sinned is actually the majority. So my, so you say, Mi pligir Rav Shimon Rabbanan, do they argue? Is it that Rav Shimon da'azel basar yediyah mechayev Rabbanan asli basar chatos patri? Do you say that they hold exclusively its knowledge of sin versus sin, in which case they will hold opposite positions? Or do you say, olo, or not, meaning do you need both? My, and therefore everyone in this case would agree that you're pater v'tizbara. He says, "Amar d'shamat le Reb Shimon d'azol af pater yedi." He said, "No, no, no. Reb Shimon thinks you need both. It needs to be that the sin is done when you have rove, and you find out about the sin when there's rove. But everyone agrees that you also need, you definitely the moment at which you sinned. It can't be that when you sinned you wouldn't be chayev, and then when you find out about the sin you do become chayev. That can't be. It's a question of both yedia and chayt, or only chayt. But no one thinks that yedia works by itself." And therefore, it's impossible that he wouldn't think this. You need both. Okay, Ibailu, next question. Horu Bezdin, Chelev Mutur Vasumir Akal Vachazru Bezdin Bahen Vachazru Vahoru Vasumir Acher. What if there are two consecutive Psaka Bezdin that fat is Mutur and different percentages of Klal Yisrael follow each Psak, and by the end it's 30%, 30%, by the end you have 60%. Kaven to stay ideas in the new low mitzvah. If is it because it's two separate knowledges, right? Two separate cases where they knew of sin, low mitzvah, if they don't combine. Odilma, Kaven to eat of a divichel of mitzvah. If, or do you say since the end of the day it's both a psak about forbidden fats, so they do join. Vimtim Zomer Kaven to eat of a divichel of mitzvah. If you say it's both fat, mitzvah, mir bechel of shal gabe akevo, mir bechel of shal gabe dakin. What if it's different types of fats and different parts of the body? So, different parts of the innards and intestines, are they halachically different? Four more minutes, you can sit with me, okay? Mahu, ha'cha vada kevin to betray, cry kasi. Do you say that since they come from two psukim, they're two different yitzuris lo mitzdarev? O dilma, kevin to yidivi chelev lo mitzdarev? Or do you say, in the end of the day, they're both chelev, they're both the same chalos? Avisur, vim timtzil omar shem chelev hu mitzdarev, or if you say, and even if you say that all chelev psakim combine, what if it's miyud b'chelev u'miyud b'dam? What if one psak was about forbidden fat and one was about blood? Mau, do you say hach avade detrei yisurei ninhu? V'kein de'i ein yisurei nshavah lo mitzdarev? Do you say, look, those are two yisurim, you can't combine those psak and mistakes? O dilma, kevan de karbon nshavah, or do you say, but at the end of the day, the result is the same, because they bring the same karbon, mitzdarev. V'im timtzi lomar kevan de karbon nshavah mitzdarev. And if you say the result being enough, the same carbon is enough to combine them, what about miyud b'chelev and miyud b'avodas kochavim? What if they brought one avodas zara and one brought chelev? Eight chelev? Ma'o achavada in isur and shavat? You say for sure the isur is not equivalent, the ain carbon and shava, and therefore the carbon is not equivalent. O dilma, or do you just say, look, cave into edi, the edi kares and mitzdarev? Do you say in the end of the day, yes, it's a different carbon, because Avodah Zarah is its own carbon, but both carbonate are coming to be mechaper on kares, and therefore, in the end of the day, it's the same conceptual kapara, and therefore they are mitzdarev? Teiku. The Gemara says, I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of those questions. What do you want for my life? Great. Ibai Elohu. Horu bezdin shchelim mutar vasu mil kal umeis oso bezdin v'amud bezdin acher v'chazur v'horu vasu mil acher alibay. I'm sorry, now we have another fascinating question. I'll say the concept outside. Is Bezdin conceptually the judges who sit on it, or is it the institution? L'may nafkamina, if the judges die and people fill their spot and they pask in the same way, is that one psak? Because on the one hand, the institution of the Supreme Court made a mistake in ruling, but the people in the court are different. So which way do you look at it? So Aliba demand the Amar Bezdin Maisi Lo Tibailach. So he says, look, if you think that the carbon is brought on behalf of the Bezdin, so obviously it's personal guilt of the judges who paskin incorrectly. So you're not going to bring a carbon when the judges slip, so a switch. Tibailach the Halesnu, because they're not here. Elakiti Bailach, who am I asking according to? El Aliba the Man the Omar Tzibur Maisi. If you think the carbon's after the Tzibur, so my Tzibur Hakai, do you say, look, in the end of the day, the community is still here. O Dilma Yedia Dahu Bezdin Dahoru Be'inan. Or do you say you need both the same Kila and the same guilty judges? Take it, we don't know. Amr Bionis, Amr Bionis says, Meya Shayashvu Lahoros. What if you made a Bezdin of 100 people, which is completely unnecessary, but once they do it, do you need this new 100-person Bezdin to paskin unanimously, or does the fact that they have extra judges mean they don't need a paskin unanimously? Ein chayavin, he says, Ein chayavin asheru kulan, it needs all of them, shenemar, v'im kol adat Yisrael yishku, ad sheyishku kulan, ad shetishpor hara b'chol adat Yisrael. It's a unique halacha, that it needs to be that the entire Bezdin, no matter how many people join that Bezdin, they integrate for this purpose. Omer Avuna Breder Av Oshia, Hachinam Mistabra, this makes sense. T'becholat Torah Kula, Kaimelan Rubo Kukulo. In everywhere else in the Torah, we hold that majority is like the entire thing. V'hachaksiv Kola Eida, and here you have a special Zerzakasuv, that you need actual kol, everybody. And once you have a special Gzeir Zakasuf, Hafilu Hain Meya, even if it's 100 people, Tznan. We saw that if someone in the Bezdin knows it's a mistake, whether he sins with them, after them, doesn't matter. If he sins, he is chayev because he didn't rely on Bezdin. But that implies that he's chayev, but other people are exempt. V'amai, didn't you just establish that every single judge on the court needs to paskin? It can't be. We just said that if there's a judge who knows they made a mistake, so he's personally liable, but implies the psak is legitimate, even if not all of Klal Yisrael, not all of the judges paskin. V'amai, hello nigmar ora. So the Gemara says, Achmai eskin and gon jehirchen. It's where he nodded. He sort of let it go. He sort of abstained or acknowledged that he wanted to go along, even though in his head he really didn't agree. That's a weird compromise. He nodded his head. Tashma. Okay, right. Yeah, I'll go a little bit farther. Tashma. If one of the judges actually said, you're making a mistake, Harei lupturim their potter. Time adomer len toan atem. Which is, this is, implies only if he said you're mistaken. Which implies that if he actually, if he was quiet and let it go by, they'd be chayav gomer lahara. But how could that be? V'amai halahoru kulan. If he just was silent, that means he didn't paskin. He said no. Amar hachanani kigon jehirchem berosho. It must be where he nodded his head. Masiv remesharshia. Mesharshia challenged it and said, some chur avosino divri b'shem gamliel v'divri lozer right tzadik sheomrim. Ein goes in gzeira ala tzibor ella im kain rova tzibor yichol lamod ba. We don't make a decree against the tzibor unless Usher raised his hand. You raised your hand.
I did raise my hand.
Okay. Fine. So then we'll stop here. I'll answer your question, and then we'll stop. We've done a little bit more than Nabud, which is I want. We could have gone to the Mishnah, but. I don't know, if you want to go 2 more minutes, we can do that. Yeah. Yes, Usher, what's the question?
That quietly nodding along, like, is kind of making psak?
So that's the thing, it's sort of in between. It's considered enough of psak to allow the psak to go through, but he's clearly not really agreeing with it, so that's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird conceptual model. It's sort of like, it's enough of a psak to allow it to go through, but not considered his own opinion. I don't know. You know what, let's take 2-3 more minutes, and I'll get to the Mishnah.
Yeah, let's get to the Gemara. Mishnah, let's get to the
Mishnah. Yeah, let's get to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, we know there's a rule that you're not allowed to make a gzeira on the tzibor unless they can handle it. And here it says, the whole nation. Veruba kukula, and yet we say it's only rov. Dummy. So Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yonah's son Tiyufta, you're right, Gemara says, forget it. This is a weird Kiddush, we don't paskin like that. Rove means rove. And Reb Chaim, very quickly for Lamdos, says there's two types of rove in Torah. He says, this is not really Rubo Kikulo. He says, the rove of Bezdin is really a rove which is Kulo, because what matters is not, oh, it's not like Bittul. It's not like, oh, 36 judges says it was mutter and 35 said it was asur, and now the 35 are batel. He said, no, this type of rove means that once you hit 51%, the institution paskins, right? It's like the Supreme Court, right? It may be a 5-4 vote, it may be an 8-1, it may be a 9-0. They can register their dissent, but at the end of the day, the Supreme Court has ruled. Right, it's defined as the Supreme Court has ruled, so it's a rove which turns in, it's not bittul, it's a rove which defines the psak of the institution. And he has certain nafkaminas for this, but that I really don't have time for. Velamai kol adatik amar rachmana, so what's this chiddush of kol adat? Hachikamar, this is what it means. Iika kulam, it means that you need a quorum. It means that the quorum is everybody. Everyone needs to be there. They don't need to agree, but you can't hold court until all the judges are there. That's all it means. The Havya Rabbi Lolo Havya Ra, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Asara Yoshvin Bedin, when 10 people sit to judge, Kolar Talui Bitsavar Kulan. Everyone carries the guilt on their neck. Pshita, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says no. Kamash Malan, this is what it's teaching. Even if there's a student and his Rebbe paskins differently, once he's a member of the court, if he thinks it's wrong, he needs to stand up. And if he doesn't, he's personally guilty. Rav Huna kevi nafik lebeidina maisi asara. Whenever Rav Huna would go to court, he'd bring 10 people along. Tani debe Rav lekamei. He'd bring 10 people from the base measures of Rav with him. Kihechi. Whenever Rav Ashi would pass in a treifa shayla, he'd bring 10 people, and both of them say, what's the logic? In both cases, they said, look, the more judges, the more rabbis that are going to weigh in this decision, if we all get it wrong, we'll share the guilt. But I don't want this on my own shoulders. So Rav would do it by judges, and Rav Ashi would do it even for Isser V'Heter, Shilas, and Yeridea. Okay, not bad. 25 minutes, and we did an Amud and like three quarters. Good. Shkoyach, guys. We did a little bit of Lamdas also. Someone emailed me, and he asked, right, Turchiner emailed me. He said, why are you doing Hurry Out? Like, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit longer. Didn't you think you could do like Tumit? I'm like, I put different options, but it is, I like Hurry Out, and everyone seems to like the Lamdas. It has a lot of nice Lamdas in it, even if you're running through it quickly. Okay, guys. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos. Yeah. Talk to you later.
A number of years ago when I was learning Gemara, like, outside school, because obviously I went to non-Jewish school, like, we started Horayot, and we got so into the Lamtas, we never made it past the second Amos.
Yep, that's the way it is. Horayot is one of those Mesechlas. It's nice to run through quickly, with the get the basic Lamtas, and then go back and learn a Be'iyun. Because, like, the basic Lamtas jumps out at you, but figuring out the nitty-gritty of each Chakira and each thing, with just using Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot, Rush, and maybe a little Me'iri, and the Rambam, is like, it's wonderful. Okay, anyways, have a good Shabbos, guys.